Was it difficult to drink whole glasses of glucose when you'd never done so before?
It wasn't. It's not a very nice tasting thing, but because I was so afraid, I wouldn't have dared say I don't like this. And so I drank it. But the thing was, because I was given glucose, my mother assumed that I could have glucose. And she would bring glucose tablets in for me. I don't recall them ever making any inquiries about diabetes or reading a book.
You mean your parents?
My parents, yes. But because, as I say, I was given this glucose, my mum assumed that I could have it and would bring these little packets of glucose tablets in for me. But I'm sure I didn't have that many, so it probably didn't make a great deal of difference to anything that was going on. It's just now looking back and thinking, why didn't they ask? But you see, in those days, doctors, you didn't ask doctors. They were kind of a local god. You didn't argue or inquire. I don't think he would have put up with it. He was used to saying what would happen, not interested in what you thought. I never, in those days, especially to my parents, well, me as well, not say I don't want to do this or why am I doing it. You accepted what the doctor said went.
But didn't any of the hospital staff offer any information to you or your parents?
I don't recall that they did. I was given a diet sheet to go home with. I was told that if I didn't learn to inject myself, I couldn't go home. And not question anything.
How did you test your blood sugars?
Well, I didn't. There weren't the possibilities of doing it. There wasn't even an easy way to test urine in those days. No tests at all. There was something called, and I can't even remember the name of it. It was a liquid that you boiled. And you had to boil something for 4 minutes. You had to boil the urine. You added this...